The Kind Scarecrow. Farmer Furrow put up a scarecrow to scare the crows away from his barley. He made the body of sacking stuffed with straw and dressed it in an old overcoat with brass buttons. Scarecrow's hair, too, was made of golden straw. When the warm spring breezes blew, the coat flapped wildly and the crows shrieked and rose up in a great black cloud. Angrily they flew off to the woods. The green barley shoots pushed towards the sun, and Scarecrow felt proud that he had protected them. But there were other birds nearby whom he did not want to frighten. High up in the sky, the skylark sang so wonderfully. The mottled thrush chirruped and hopped around Scarecrow's feet in search of worms, and a tiny blue tit swung on his shoulder, calling out in a tinkling voice as she chattered with him. One day, Blackbird said, "I'm building a nest, but there's so little straw these days. Could you spare me a little?"
"Of course. Take some of my hair," said the kind Scarecrow.
The other birds were building too. So Scarecrow gave some straw to Skylark and to Thrush. Soon he was quite bald. Then Magpie, who was bigger than the others, settled on Scarecrow's arm and flicked his long tail. He stared greedily at the coat buttons.
"How they shine," said Magpie. "I do so love bright, pretty things. I was going to decorate my home with milk bottle tops, but with brass buttons, I'd be the envy of the whole neighborhood."
"I don't really need buttons," said Scarecrow kindly,
and he let Magpie peck off every one of them. But then his coat would not stay fastened, and he felt foolish, with his head so bald and his coat hanging open. He wondered if the birds would laugh at him, but they were far too busy building their nests. Skylark built a nest in the grass. Blackbird found an oak tree. Thrush settled in a hawthorn hedge. Only Blue Tit was homeless.
"Oh, I wish I had a little nest," she told Scarecrow tearfully, "of moss and wool and feathers."
"My pocket would make a lovely nest," whispered Scarecrow, "and I could watch over the eggs for you."
With a happy cry, Blue Tit flew off in search of moss. She flew over the head of Farmer Furrow as he came into the field. He stopped and stared at Scarecrow.
"We can't have you looking like that, my lad, with your coat undone. And what's happened to the straw I gave you for hair?"
Farmer Furrow went to the farmhouse and found a length of twine and his wife's old hat. It was rather a fine hat with a red hatband. Farmer Furrow tied Scarecrow's coat with the twine and put the hat on his head.
"All that hat needs now is a feather."
When the farmer had gone, the birds gathered round Scarecrow to admire his hat.
"I heard what Farmer Furrow said," sang Skylark. "Here's one of my best white feathers for your hat."
She plucked a feather from her breast and tucked it inside the hatband. Blackbird added a glossy black feather, and Thrush a feather of mottled brown. They had all felt rather ashamed of taking so much straw. Blue Tit plucked out her best feathers of blue and primrose yellow. Thrush called sharply,
"Magpie, surely you can spare a feather in return for all those shiny brass buttons?"
And soon, Scarecrow had a shiny blue-green tail feather in his hat. When Farmer Furrow went back to the field, he was amazed to see Scarecrow's hat so gay with feathers. On Scarecrow's shoulder perched a proud Blue Tit, and from the deep pocket of his coat came the cheep-cheep of tiny, newly hatched birds.
bless my soul. I wanted you to scare away the birds, not make friends with them, said the farmer.
But he was a kind man, and the barley stood tall and thick. So he gave a chuckle and went to tell his wife.